up your day. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines: ECZ urged to heed stakeholder concerns on constitutional amendment. Lusambo's Chamba Valley property remain forfeited to the state, says SEC. Rubio warns Europe of new era in geopolitics before big Munich speech.
FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mogwema Timothy Jilalam. Governance activist Isaac Mwanza has urged the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to genuinely listen to stakeholder concerns on the Electoral Process Amendment Bill. Mr. Mwanza has rather praised the ECZ for exposing the draft bill to public scrutiny before tabling it in Parliament, calling it a novel and commendable step. He has, however, cautioned that consultation must be meaningful and not just a procedural ritual. Mr. Mwanza argues that removing the official mark from ballot papers would compromise electoral integrity and suggests that stronger training and accountability as a solution. He has also criticized the restriction of youth proportional representation seats to candidates aged 21 to 29, saying it excludes politically active Zambians in their early 30s. Mr. Mwanza has emphasized that civil society organizations have submitted detailed proposals and deserve a constructive response.
And it was passed in Parliament. ECZ, the current commission, has shown the capacity that it is able to send the bill out before it is even taken to Parliament so that the public can see, can know what is being proposed. But it should not just be a matter of knowing and listening to what the public are saying. They must listen. They must make amendments to the bill to ensure that the substance is maintained. We would like to caution, therefore, ECZ, that consultation must not become procedural ritual devoid of substance and outcome. There is an issue, for instance, on the official mark for the ballot papers, which the commission is suggesting to remove. The question has been, why do you want to remove it?
Government says low agricultural productivity, poor infrastructure and limited access to finance are some of the major contributors to poverty in the country. Finance and National Planning Minister Stumbeko Msokotwane, however, says efforts to combat poverty include economic reforms aimed at creating jobs and increasing income opportunities. Dr. Msokotwane notes that with high fertility levels and large household sizes, the poverty situation remains stern. He has warned that poverty is a multidimensional phenomenon encompassing not just income poverty, but also deprivation from education, health, and other services. Dr. Msokotwane says the government interventions, such as the Farmer Input Support Program and Social Cash Transfer, are underway, but more needs to be done.
Madam Speaker, the first thing, of course, is the reform of the economy so that it grows bigger. As it grows bigger, more jobs will be created, so many people will be able to fend for themselves because they will be able to earn an income, and also more taxes will be paid, which government can use to support those who are weak in society. So the issue of economic reform stands at the center of the fight against poverty. On top of that, Madam Speaker, we have other interventions that go directly to support individuals. For example, the Farmer Input Support Program and the Food Security Pact.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has dismissed reports suggesting that it has discontinued the forfeiture proceedings against Boman Lusambo's Chamba Valley properties and returned them to him, stating that the properties remain forfeited to the state. ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Chilufya Chisanga, has explained that Mr. Lusambo was convicted by the Economic and Financial Crimes Court on 2 counts of possession of property suspected to be proceeds of crime. She says the court in September 2025 sentenced Mr. Lusambo to 3 years imprisonment with hard labor, and in December 2025 ordered the forfeiture of his property to the state under the Forfeiture of Proceeds of Crime Act. She has, however, clarified that the decision to discontinue the separate High Court proceedings should not be misconstrued as a reverse of the forfeiture. She says the Commission remains upholding the law and ensuring that proceeds of crime are recovered in accordance with existing legislation. Democratic Progressive Party DPP President Antonio Mwanza has questioned how much Zambians are benefiting from the copper production after earning an estimate of $7 billion from copper production in 2024. Mr. Mwanza says Zambia produced more than 820,000 tons of copper last year, and based on average global prices traded on the London Metal Exchange, the output was valued at roughly $7 billion. Mr. Mwanza argues that the largest share of that revenue went to mining companies operating in the country, including Konkola Copper Mines, First Quantum Minerals, and Mopani Copper Mines. However, laments that while mining firms and their shareholder captured the biggest portion of the earnings, the government revenue accounted for only a fraction of the total export volume. Mr. Mwanza explains that the government income from copper is derived from mineral royalties, corporate income tax payers, UN, from mine workers, and dividends through ZCCM investment holdings. However, he argues that citizens benefit only indirectly and not in proportion to the total wealth generated from the country's mineral resources.
It is extremely important to note that for as long as Zambia and Zambians don't own and control the mining sector, Zambia shall continue to lose millions of dollars that are being shipped out of this country to foreign countries that actually own and control these mining companies. For instance, the figures that were given for 2024 shows that Zambia made about $7 billion from the mining sector. And if you look at how much government made out of that, it is less than 25%. Most of the profits went to the foreign mining companies, and they are building empires. They are building processing and manufacturing industries abroad.
And now, business news. Business news.
Copper Belt Energy Corporation has increased its annual capital expenditure from under $10 million before 2021 to more than $100 million, driven by improved macroeconomic stability following Zambia's debt restructuring and reforms supervised by the International Monetary Fund, IMF. CEC Chief Financial Officer Mutale Mukuka says strengthened fiscal discipline, enhanced transparency, and greater policy consistency have boosted investor confidence and improved the company's access to financing, enabling the sharp rise in investment. Mr. Mukuka says the capital-intensive power firm is also benefiting from increased activity in the mining sector, which has driven demand for expanded transmission infrastructure, additional generation capacity, and new interconnectors. He says the company is positioning itself not only as an infrastructure partner, but also as a comprehensive power solutions provider across the energy value chain. He, however, says despite the positive outlook, the company maintains that sustaining this growth will require continued policy consistency, faster regulatory approval processes, and a reduction in the cost of doing business.
If you look at where we're coming from, pre-2021, we were spending $10 million or under $10 million a year in investments. Now we are spending over $100 million in investments. Now, that shows you the impact of the positive strides that we are seeing from a government perspective. I think the second aspect is that operationally,